wanted to have a closer examination of the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander tobacco epidemic in Australia. So it's the first time anyone's looked at the epidemic specific to this population. And what we found from the paper was that there have been significant or substantial declines in smoking amongst the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander population over the last 20 years. Mm-hmm. In particular, larger declines in the last 10 years. And that with that, we see that there are also declining rates of cardiovascular disease mortality associated with that decline in smoking. But paradoxically, we're seeing that there'll be a peak in particular lung cancer mortality within the next decade. So some things are declining, some things will increase because of the time period it takes for things like lung cancer to appear. Really, our message out of the paper is that we need to continue and even expand the current national, regional and local tobacco control programs in the Indigenous population to further improve the declines in smoking or, you know, declines in smoking rate and therefore have larger impacts on the effects in terms of health and well-being.
We have data saying that, tobacco smoking is the most, the most prevalent cause of ill health and early death. And you say there's a decline. How long has this decline been happening?
So there's not any national data available before 1994. So what we do know is that at least since 1994, it's been declining.
So since 1994.
Yep, so we know that there's been a substantial decrease in the smoking prevalence since 1994 among Aboriginal adults. And we know that that's going to have a good beneficial impact on health, but that's a mix of short-term and long-term effects. So the reason why it still be contributed to burden of disease is because it is still quite common and because some of the impacts on health, some of the benefits we're not going to see until further into the future, although we are still seeing benefits already in terms of lower cardiovascular disease mortality.
What can be attributed to this decline? Is it because the campaigns are working or the people are a little bit more educated and they realize that, okay, smoking is not a healthy thing to be taking on? What's the main explanation for this decline in the smoking rates?
I don't think there's an individual thing that explains all of the decline, but it's probably and likely to be a combination of all of those things that you just mentioned. You know, we have very good national level policies and programs around big population approaches like taxes and advertising to make people more aware of the harms from tobacco. So we're seeing, even in the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander population, that the awareness of health consequences from smoking are very high. And we know that once people's awareness and education levels around the harms are very high, then people are more inclined to act on cessation or attempting to give up. We've also seen a really large investment, particularly from the states and territories and the Commonwealth government, particularly in certain regions of Australia for the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander population. And we know that lots of community-based organisations primarily are doing really good work on the ground within those communities, particularly around providing local services such as brief interventions and nicotine replacement therapy, which we know also help.
Are there any differences between men and women? Because for women particularly, the incidence can be even greater if they are lactating or if they are pregnant or even just with passive smoking if they are around young age children. Do you find any differences?
Yeah, so one quite unique feature of this epidemic is that smoking prevalence is about the same for females as males in the Indigenous population, and that's quite different than most populations where prevalence of smoking is usually higher among males. And so as you say, that has a lot of important implications, particularly for pregnant women or others with children or with others around. What this also means for health is that we expect to see similar rates of cardiovascular disease and lung cancer among females as well as in males.
So, yeah, the situation is just as dire. The practice of chewing tobacco, is smoking or chewing tobacco, what's healthier? What's the situation between those two forms of consuming tobacco?
So there's been quite a few questions asked about chewing versus smoking. And so the chewing tobacco is more common, particularly in central and more remote areas. Central Australia up towards the northern part of Western Australia as well. And we also think that it's more likely that women in those areas are chewing tobacco than men. But the problem is, which is one of the other issues we highlighted in we're highlighting in the paper, is that questions about chewing tobacco and separating chewing from smoking tobacco have only recently come into being asked in some of our national data. So we don't have good historical data about that, but it's really good that we're starting to see some data available now. And it's really important to emphasise that chewing and smoking, the harms associated, particularly oral and other cancers, the risks are very similar. So whether it's chewing or smoking.
So it's, the nicotine is always bad, no matter how it's taken, whether it's through smoking or chewing. Now, what are your recommendations going from this report?
Our main recommendation is really to continue the excellent work that's been going on at the national, regional and local level around Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander tobacco control and programs, because we think that will lead to further improvement and further declines in smoking rates, which is the most important thing. But we also need to be mindful of some of the data issues that we've got. So to monitor these trends better into the future, we need to make sure that we have really robust mortality data so we can actually measure things at a finer level if we need to. So what's going on in particular regions or other areas. At the moment, we can only look at that nationally, because we know one of the other points we make in the paper is that there may be a slightly different tobacco epidemic in remote areas, for example. So improving our data is also a really important recommendation from this.
And one little thing that I probably didn't should have started by asking, it's in relation to lung cancer, because you are very cautious about some illnesses. The incidences may appear on a longer term than, longer than the period that you researched. Any more specific data about lung cancer? Because it's a very common illness.
Lung cancer is the most common cancer amongst the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander population.
Yeah.
So our national data is telling us that. And we know that very likely, you know, internationally, all the tobacco studies that have been done around the world, that lung cancer is very much associated with smoking. And given that we've had such high prevalence in the past of smoking within the Aboriginal population, that is why we're now seeing lung cancer rates and cancer rates in general, because lung cancer makes up the majority of cancer in this population. That's why it will continue to increase for probably the next 8 to 10 years and then decline.
Some positive news coming out of your research. So the incidence of smoking, a little glimmer of hope there.
I'd say it's a big glimmer. You know, the most important thing is getting seeing these really excellent declines in smoking. And in fact, in the last decade, the kind of increase in declines looks like it's picking up. So that's the most important thing in terms of reducing short-term from cardiovascular, as we've already mentioned, and then those long-term conditions. So I think it is really good news.